Welcome back. Darnell with Bulletproof Hustle here. This is the Smart Brand Masterclass, 10 crucial steps to take to successfully and quickly launch your brand or business. But before we get into that, I want to share a short story with you that walks you through a little bit of my history, kind of gives you some context as to who I am. I think it's important as we get new insights from different coaches and storytellers and consultants out there, content creators, that we really do our homework on them to really grasp who it is that they are and how they relate to our given situation. So I want to be transparent with you and upfront about who I am in a difficult situation that kind of led me on this path to where I am in front of you today. And also, I want to share my qualifications with you so that way you know I'm the real deal. And then finally, I just want to go through a few things in business right now to really give you an idea of where things are. So that way, when we go through these 10 steps, you got a full, well-rounded picture, and you know where we're going on this train. All right, so without further ado, let me go ahead and share my screen with you. That way, you're looking at what I'm looking at. And all right, so it looks like we're good. Again, those 10 crucial steps. But before that, I want to go through a short story with you. So the year is 2008. Let me paint you this picture. My wife and I, she was my girlfriend at the time. We had moved into our first home together, a starter home, bought a new car. I was happy at my job, but I wanted more. I outgrew where I was, and I was looking for another job. I was sending out resumes everywhere, and I was like, why isn't anyone getting back to me? Is my resume lame? Am I lame? I didn't know what was going on. I didn't realize that the recession was kind of starting to take shape that year. I was in a bubble. So I had an epiphany one day, and I was just like, well, maybe this means I'm supposed to go at it alone, that maybe I can become a freelance graphic designer, because I had spent 4 years at the same place, my first job right out of college, and it was time to reach a different level of my career. But in hindsight, it was a very reckless decision because I had no savings. I didn't have any credit lined up. I didn't even have another job lined up just in case things didn't work out. And most importantly, I didn't even have any freelance clients lined up. I had no guaranteed work whatsoever. With a brand new house, woman I'm trying to spend my life with in this home, and a new car. I gotten all of these things, and then just like had the genius idea to go at it alone. And so what that did was, I feel like that forced me to get uber creative. And that's what we need sometimes. Like when things are too comfortable, we don't take those risks that we need to. I forced myself into a position to say, okay, I can lose everything that I got now, everything that I worked hard for, and go backwards and downsize, or I could figure out a way to make this work and really just try to throw all the paintballs that I can at the wall and see what sticks. I chose to do the latter. And that's a decision that you have to make too, possibly, depending on what your unique situation is. But that wasn't even the worst of it. I had over $20,000 in student debt at this point in time. Credit score was in the 500. So getting a credit line wasn't an option. I had no digital portfolio, and the credit score was that low also because I haven't established that much at that point. You know, not only with whatever bills I couldn't pay on time, but that was largely because I didn't have enough established at that point in time. Digital portfolios and online portfolios hardly existed. They didn't really take off. This was kind of pre-Dropbox and all of those things. So I didn't even have a physical portfolio to go shop around. I had to start fresh with everything after I had left that job. I even had to take a side job delivering food as a delivery driver just to make those end meets and keep the roof over the head until things started to pick up. I would get a logo project here, a brochure project there. I wasn't a millionaire that I thought I was going to be that I promised to people by age 30. I wasn't that. When I did do projects, when people didn't like them or they asked for revisions, I took that criticism personally. I felt like I was a failure. It was like a gash to my ego. I lost friends and family. These were things that were happening from the 2008 to 2010 period because I tried to sacrifice everything to making this freelance design business work. So that's what I was going through. And now here I am today as a certified brand and entrepreneurship coach. That's kind of that really dark period that I walked myself up out of. And again, not having no safety net whatsoever. I could have went backwards, but I plunged ahead anyway. What I bring to the table today, I got the associates in graphic design. That was the end of my formal education. I told you what I do today with high achievers. I have two brands now, the Bulletproof Hustle brand and L'Atelier Skincare, which is a skincare line I share with my wife. Through Bulletproof Hustle and all of the names that I called it before then, I've served over 250 clients in throughout various continents, definitely Africa, Australia, Europe, Canada. I've had more clients abroad than locally. So I've gotten that experience just being well-rounded and versatile and really just understanding the different subtleties and cultures throughout the globe. I had some six-figure years because I gained startup equity in two companies at the same time that really wanted me exclusively. So I was doing less freelance work, but I had sweat equity in these companies. I was able to cash out on one of them. And then today I have a motivational podcast called Bulletproof Hustle, where I have 30 listeners across six countries. So as of this recording, so it's growing and hopefully it continues to. So that's my street cred for you, just to give you the background on me. In terms of testimonials, I won't read all of these verbatim, but with from left to right, Auburn with Alice Virgin Hair Collection, I had a phone consultation with her. I think that was a few years ago. And she really found what I had offered to be valuable because it was in those manageable quantities. It was very digestible and stuff to her. And she felt that I was personable to her. Antoine with Culinary Concepts AB, he was going through a process where he needed to gain clarity and was trying to get unstuck from what he was going through in his life at that time. And I was able to uncover all of that. And we were able to go deep into that process and see, okay, what's really going on here and really peel back those layers. So he appreciated that. He got that clarity that he was looking for. And he was able to get through those obstacles. And then finally, all the way on the right here, we have Megan Dern with Dern Consulting Group. Similar to the other two, this was a phone consultation, a shorter one, where she was in the beginning stage of starting her consultancy. And she really just needed some high level guidance and really go through that organization and say, okay, well, what are these 10, but she needed to know what was applicable for her unique situation. And I believe that at some level, all three of these clients that you see here somewhat became an inspiration for what I'll be sharing with you over the course of this masterclass. So shout out to them and for helping me through this and not even knowing it. My mission today is to really earn a platform because I don't expect anything. I don't expect you all to give me your attention or your respect or anything. I feel like I gotta earn that. And I earn that by showing up, by being consistent, being transparent with you, by sharing valuable tips and things that's really gonna work in your business. Since I expect nothing, you know, that's really just my main mission at this point is to share what I've learned, not to make things necessarily easier, but to give you some footprints, just to give you some guidance, because what works for me ain't always gonna work for you or your unique situation. It's not always a one-size-fits-all thing. Even though I designed this masterclass to be very encompassing and to be able to work through almost any vertical, this is high-level guidance for the most part, but we're gonna talk about some intricate things. So this way you got the footprints until it's time for you to make your own path and make the best out of your own unique situation, which is a path that only you can walk on. I can get you set up and help you, teach you the lessons to be able to sustain that success. But ultimately it is your path to walk. You're going to have to make your own footprints. All right. So again, this masterclass is for you. If you wanted to start or revamp your current business, but you don't really know where to start or how to get there because there's so much information available to you, you don't know what to believe, you got information that contradicts something, things keep changing every day, this is great for you because this is going to be classic evergreen advice no matter what time that we're in. If you got more time than money, if you are at home a lot or you're in a new work situation, this is great for you because now you really get to do the work at this ground level and really get to make some things happen. This could also be for you if you got all of these ideas, but you don't know which one is going to be viable. So you kind of got analysis paralysis. You're stopping even before you go on. You're stopping yourself from even starting because you're just like, I don't know what to do with this. And a lot of you over the years, what I've found is that people are looking for actionable tips, things that they can apply today, things that will work. So that's how I developed this course to work for you. Okay, so finally, excuse me, I had to clear my throat. Context on small businesses today. Converge Hub in 2019 said that 50% of small businesses fail in the first year. And there's a certain number of businesses that fail in the first five, but that's a huge number. 50%, half of you, so you really got an uphill battle if you're just starting out on your first business. CB Insights in 2019 said that 42% of small businesses fail because of lack of market demand. That either means that people are creating products and services that people don't want, or they're creating products and services but catering them to the wrong groups of people. Either way, this masterclass addresses that head on right out the gate. You'll see in a minute. And then finally, Facebook this year said that 31% of small businesses closed due to COVID-19. And that was at the point of when that data was researched. So this just gives you the context on what the business situation is looking like right now. I gave you that context of what was going on with me during the recession, and I didn't even realize that at that point. But if I could do it, you could, because I'm no smarter or better than you. I just plunged ahead. I just made that decision. I pledged to change things and to say, okay, I've got to make this work. I know I can be creative. I know I can use this to push me. So yeah, these are odds. These are the realities of what's going on right now. This is a very harsh time to be trying to start something. But that doesn't mean that it's not the right time. There'll be plenty opportunists that see the gold during these obstacles right now. You got to decide for you if you're going to be one of those people that looks at this time that we're in, this crazy time, and looks at all this chaos, and you being the one to be able to find some order in it and to say, you know what, I'm going to use this to make this the best year of my life. Use this to be the catalyst that changes things, because what you've been doing ain't getting you to where you need to go. So you know that some things have to change, and maybe this is the final straw. So similar to the recession that we had in 2008, now we find ourselves in this new world too. And it's up to you to decide to use this to catapult you or to crumble you. So I leave that to your hands. But if you're going to continue watching, you've already made the decision, I feel like. So you are committing to going to that next level, to catapulting yourself. And I commend you for that. I'm so thankful for you. So in the next video, we'll get straight to the first step. So if you're ready, I'm ready. And I'll see you in the next video. All right.